The Jeopardy winning streak for James Holzhauer has finally come to an end. The professional sports gambler won 32 games using an aggressive strategy that kept fans captivated until he was overtaken last night in Final Jeopardy.
His wager, a modest one for the first time, that takes him to $24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, $20,000. What a payday.
Well, joining us now is Shane Sanders, a sports analytics professor at Syracuse University. You were watching along with so many of us last night. What was your reaction to what happened?
I was stunned. I really thought that Emma Betcher seized the moment, and the match itself overall was remarkable. They only dropped one correct response throughout the whole match, and I've never seen that before.
So as I look at what happened last night, there were three contestants. Obviously, Holzhauer was in second place. Emma Betcher was in first place. He was not going to be able to catch her if they both bet at all. But if she got the answer wrong, which of course she didn't, if she got the answer wrong and he got it right, it looks like his $1,399 bet was meant to be able to beat the third place contestant by a dollar. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think that's a very good analysis, Jeremy. He was playing optimal strategy according to game theory. And so there's sometimes this second position advantage in Jeopardy. You're trailing by a little bit. You can bet conservatively, and you can try to win if the leader gets the final Jeopardy clue incorrect.
So what do you make of Holzhauer's strategy overall? He played a different game than most people who play Jeopardy. For one thing, he came very close to overtaking Ken Jennings, the champion of Jeopardy, but Ken Jennings won the money that he won, about $2.5 million, in 74 games. Holzhauer only won 32 games and got almost $2.5 million.
Yeah, he was very aggressive, and I think that is a horrible strategy if you don't have elite knowledge to mitigate the risk. So he was betting strongly on double Jeopardies, but obviously had elite knowledge to back that up. So it worked for a very long time. I think although his run was shorter than Ken Jennings, I think he taught other players, he taught opponents a lot more, and it's because his play was so alarming about potential aggressive strategies.
Do you think that you're going to use the Holzhauer example in any of your classes at Syracuse?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a great teaching tool. In my research methodology class, we examine the probability theory surrounding streaks. So we look at Joe DiMaggio's 1941 56-game hitting streak, using some things like his batting average to look at how improbable that was. And I think this is a wonderful teaching tool. And I think streaks are something that really society can rally around.
That's Shane Sanders, who's a sports analytics professor at Syracuse University. Shane, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.